This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look.
You were sleeping, President Trump sitting down with top Singapore officials ahead of his highly anticipated summit with Kim Jong-un. In just hours, he will come face-to-face with the North Korean dictator. So, as the meeting draws closer, who can we expect to play a key role both in and outside that room? Here now to break it all down is North Korea analyst and the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes Over the World, Gordon Chang. Gordon, we always love it when you can join us to talk about this because your level of expertise obviously
thank you.
Yeah, it goes above everybody's. Definitely above mine. So let's talk about who's in the room first.
Well, we have Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, mm-hmm. National Security Advisor John Bolton, and Ambassador to the Philippines Sung Kim, who also is a former ambassador to South Korea and has been leading one of those teams talking to the North Koreans.
Okay.
Now, they have not been able to bridge the gap on positions, but nonetheless, you know, Sung Kim has been a key player there.
And a lot of work has been done ahead of the summit.
Yeah, we had teams, first of all, in the DMZ, the demilitarized zone in Singapore on logistics, and also we had Kim Jong-chol, the North Korean envoy, with Secretary of State Pompeo at the end of last month, and then on June 1st, Kim Jong-chol actually met President Trump in the Oval Office, delivered a letter from Kim Jong-un, and we don't know what's inside that letter, but right. Obviously it's crucial.
Yeah, obviously it didn't stop the summit from happening, so we know that much.
Yeah.
And you were saying it's significant to point out who's not in the room.
Yeah, and that's even more important.
Mm-hmm.
Here we have Chinese leader Xi Jinping. He's not there. Also, Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president, who was very much important in facilitating and getting this meeting between Trump and Kim together.
Mm-hmm.
And our good ally, Shinzo Abe, the Japanese prime minister, who was in the Oval Office on Thursday, but he's not going to be mm-hmm. at Singapore either. And those three figures actually, in many ways, shape the way things will transpire going forward.
Yeah. Why do you think they're not in the room? And then also, if you could talk a little bit about the significance of North Korea flying there on a Chinese airliner.
Yeah, Air China, the Chinese mm-hmm. flag carrier, brought Kim Jong-un to Singapore, and that's basically the Chinese saying, look, he's our guy.
Right.
Don't mess with him. And so that is a message to President Trump. You know, for us, Xi Jinping, the Chinese ruler, has been a malign influence. Over the last 3 months or so, they've been busting sanctions on North Korea,
mm-hmm.
and they've been doing it openly, and that's really a warning to President Trump. Now, we can ignore that, Heather, if things go well with North Korea, but if they don't, it's because of China's influence, and so therefore we've got to impose costs on Beijing for messing up the summit.
Mm-hmm. How do you think the summit's going to go?
I hope that we get a firm commitment from the North Koreans to dismantle their nuclear weapons program, but it certainly doesn't look that way.
Mm-hmm.
President Trump and Secretary of State Pompeo have been lowering expectations, saying that this is really just a meet and greet,
right.
The first in the beginning of a series of summits and a long process.
And we've already heard that President Trump is going to invite Kim Jong-un to Mar-a-Lago. We've heard that Kim Jong-un is personally or has personally invited President Trump to come to Pyongyang. So, obviously, they're anticipating this continuing and moving forward.
Yeah, certainly. One thing that Kim Jong-un wants is legitimization.
I wanted to ask you that. Yeah, what do they want from us?
The moment they shake hands and mm-hmm. they have those photographs, which, you know, in North Korea, they'll be showing those photographs as long as Kim Jong-un is the ruler.
Right.
And so that is an important thing. Now, we've given that up. Now, we've got to get something in return. Question is, are we going to get that now or are we going to get it later?
Right.
If we get it later, the problem is that we've handed him a victory, which means we now have less leverage because he wants less from us.
Right.
So for us, this is going to be a very tricky, very intricate dance, not only with the North Koreans, but also with the Chinese, and to a certain extent, Moon Jae-in, the South Korean president, because mm-hmm. he's been supporting Kim Jong-un. So we've got a lot of people on the other side, and on our side of the fence, we got the Japanese prime minister.
Yeah. All right. Well, we will see what happens for sure, and we want to talk to you again afterwards to get your thoughts on it. Thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
You know, the tough thing about any kind of negotiation is you want to make sure you have the decision makers all in one place. No doubt the Chinese are there, but they're not there. And that could be an interesting challenge in these negotiations. But as we say, hey, this is just the start. Stay tuned for more details.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, hello, America. Happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Justified becomes the second undefeated horse to win the Triple Crown at Belmont. What an exciting day. Again, another day for all the pretty hats to be about. And, of course, all eyes right now on what is happening in Singapore. Let's bring on Megan Barth right now. Megan, of course, is a spokesperson for the MediaEqualizer.com and founder of ReaganBabe.com. How are we doing, Megan?
Hey, Bill, doing well, thank you.
Hey, well, quite the day. All eyes are on, certainly on what's happening there in Singapore. 12-hour time difference between us here in the East, probably another, 17 hours from where you are in Vegas. You know, it's quite the time yet, you know. So, well, maybe not the 17, maybe 15-hour time difference from Vegas, right?
Right. And I'm sure that the press will manufacture whatever narrative they want. It doesn't matter if this will be a successful meeting, if even Donald Trump will succeed in unifying the North Korean peninsula or the Korean peninsula. They will chalk it up as a failed effort because that is the propaganda arm of the Democrat Party we have here. I thought it was interesting that the North Koreans have no idea that the meeting is taking place tomorrow because the propaganda arm of the regime over in North Korea has not told them that the meeting's happening on Tuesday, depending, I guess, on how the meeting's results will be, is whether the North Koreans find out the truth.
Yeah, they'll hear something after the fact, but not prior to, huh?
Right, yeah, so there's really not much difference because, according to the press, the meeting is over before it's ever begun because Trump is a feckless rube who doesn't know anything about international negotiations. And North Korea, he's not only a rube, but he's pushing us towards the brink of World War III instead of towards the brink of a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yeah. Well, set aside for the moment, and it's always bothered me to talk about the Nobel Peace Prize and certainly the other extreme, and we've gotten a lot of the other extreme, that he's on the verge of igniting some World War III. Look, this is the first president in how long? You know, in forever, 50 years, to bring, you know, have a meeting, a face-to-face meeting with the North Korean dictator and, you know, and forget about, what was it? I can't remember who it was at Fox News, said that both dictators were meeting. All of a sudden,
yeah.
Donald Trump is a dictator.
Daughter, Abby. I think it's Abby.
Yeah, right. That's right. Yeah. And, you know, so anyway, but a little faux pas, but that's, we can all say this whenever, you know, this is what we do for a living. Occasionally, our words get ahead of our brain at times, but, in this, I just thought, you know, hey, a little bit of charm there, a little bit of levity that we can laugh about. But seriously though, I mean, Megan, we're on the brink of something absolutely epic. And it didn't happen with Barack Obama. It didn't happen with George W. Bill Clinton. I mean, go on down the line. It's happening with Donald Trump. I mean, if all weekend long, I was just thinking, gosh, you know, even at churches across America, got to be praying for this president. That, you know, we don't booger this thing up, as the British would say. You know, that you could be able to make this thing work. This is a process. They're trying to manage, you know, John Kelly and the president are trying to manage expectations here. The Democrats, Chuck Schumer and Shifty Shift and all these guys, you know, if he doesn't walk away after Tuesday's meeting with a signed, sealed denuclearization document, then they're going to, you know, say that it was a failure. Look at, he's coming together. He's meeting with the adversary of the world, somebody who was about ready not that long ago to be firing nuclear bombs all over the place. And we've got a lot of potential here, but this is going to be a process. And, you know, I get nervous when people start flapping their gums a little bit too much and opining a little bit too much with something that lacks sensitivity. And I think that, you know, like even Vice President Pence, man, when he said something, he brought Libya back in the, you know, in the perspective here. I'm going, oh my God, why would you even bring that up?
Yeah, you know, you look at the politicians of yore that have been around the swamp much too long, and that would be like the Chuck Schumers and the Adam Schiffs and many within the Democrat Party. I think the average age of a senator or a congressman is in their mid-60s. And these people have been virtually ignoring North Korea. As Trump was coming in and Barack Obama was leaving, Barack Obama told Donald Trump that, yeah, North Korea is going to be a problem.
Well, probably one of the most honest things that the former president said to the incoming president, right?
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for pointing out North Korea. You couldn't find it on a map for 8 years. Mm-hmm. And this is one of, if it was a problem, where were you?
Right.
Why weren't you doing anything about it? Oh, that's right, because he got a Nobel Peace Prize, I think, 8 days within his, the first 8 days within his presidency, having done absolutely zero. Mm-hmm. You know, and so you look at how many countries were upended and many of the dictatorial regimes were empowered while Barack Obama was commander in chief. And this is the vast difference. These types of regimes, whether it was North Korea, China, for example, Iran, Turkey, Russia, all flourished. Mm-hmm. Our enemies flourished under Barack Obama. They were so cash rich, they couldn't find enough money to, nuclearize themselves fast enough. Iran was given hundreds of billions of dollars in unmarked cash. I mean, did we really think, did the Democrats truly think that was going to go towards world peace, all of this money? Of course not. Mm-hmm. It was going to fulfill the promises and chants that the Mullahs made, which were death to America, kill the Jews.
They were paying, Megan,
bad behavior.
To your point, they were paying $7 for a loaf of bread. Okay, before the billion. Guess what they're paying now after the billion?
What?
$7. They're so, you know, for all that money. I mean, it's like, right. You know, it's kind of like the war on poverty. You know, we paid $22 trillion on the war on poverty, and it goes from 15% to 15.1%. Moving in the wrong direction, and a lot of money spent. You know, somehow our American politicians have this gift that... What is it at all these Ivy League colleges and all these brilliant universities where these guys graduate from? Do they just, you know, throw math out the window? Math is inconsequential anymore. It doesn't matter.
Right. And well, they're mostly lawyers. So, you know, they're not mathematicians. They write the laws to protect themselves and punish everybody else. And this, I always say we need less lawyers in Congress and more businessmen. That's why we have 2,200-page bills. That's why everything costs so much, because of the lawyers running around the Capitol instead of true businessmen that understand ROI and return on investment, terms like that.
Yeah. Well, the thing is always funny, and I used to do some work with you know, with the legal system, particularly with lawyers and court reporters, and they have a word. They have words. They make them up. They just have this uncanny ability to come up with words that you just go. And these poor court reporters, when they're, you know, filing the final report, they've got to make sense out of it. You know, they're that's why you get 22,000 pages that people wonder, what the heck are they saying? Megan Barth is with us. The conversation continues after this. Stay with us.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
If you or anyone you love has been diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, your diagnosis may be the result of job-related exposure to asbestos, and you may be entitled to compensation. Over $30 billion in trusts have been set aside for individuals who have been affected by asbestos exposure. How do you protect your rights and get the compensation you deserve? Call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. Capital Legal Group is one of the nation's resources for settlement of lung cancer and mesothelioma cases. Law firms have successfully recovered over $2.7 billion for their clients in all 50 states. And claims have been paid in as little as 60 days. If you or a family member were diagnosed with lung cancer, asbestosis, or mesothelioma, call Capital Legal Group now at 800-400-LUNG. We'll open a no-cost case review on your behalf. A history of tobacco use or cigarette smoking will not disqualify your case. Visit 800-400-LUNG.com or call 800-400-LUNG. Call 800-400-5864 now. That's 800-400-LUNG.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive.
So when you just can't face tomorrow, when the down deep is sorrow, when your faith is on the edge, don't be afraid to stare. Cause even if you fail, fly, he'll get you by surprise.
Bill Martinez live.
He'll get you by surprise.
Hey, it's Wayne. Mike is fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back. Megan Barth is with us, yes, the founder of ReaganBabe.com and spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com. You know, Megan, real briefly, I was talking to you last night. I love the theater. I love, you know, every year we go to New York around Christmas time, and I spend a lot of time, you know, just catching up on plays because I enjoy it so much. But I don't, you know, the political bent of what's happening to Broadway and the Tony Awards last night, it's just like, I'm starting to like it less. You know, it's kind of like with the NFL. Everybody wants to kneel and do things that you go, wait a minute, is there a time and place? I mean, forget about entertainment. You know, you got De Niro coming on and, you know, effing Trump, and, you know, people think, oh, that's a big deal. It's like, wait a minute, do you realize what you've done? You know, you've just alienated everybody. I mean, at least 50% of your audience. And this whole idea, kind of the Michael Jordan concept of even Republicans, you know, buy tennis shoes. Well, even Republicans go to the theater. But they're going to be less and less for all this antipathy and antagonism that's going on. I mean, what is your whole point in all this? You're trying to justify, you know, some behaviors and ideals and normalize something that a lot of people just do not find normal, and that's a problem. You know, for goodness sakes, and so because you are somehow the crowned elite, you're the, you know, the billion, you know, the brilliant creative people that you are, that you need to, you know, force this, you know, upon America, and how dare you, you know, say the things you're going to say, you say about the office of the president that 50% of the people voted for. And, you know, it's not Donald Trump. This is about the office of the presidency. And, you know, Robert De Niro and people that are so immature like that, who talk like that, are disconnected, I believe, from a higher level of reality and calling that we need to have in this country today. I will say this. I was touched by Lindsay Mendez in her acceptance speech, and I had to relate to this just a bit. And I got to tell you, and I was surprised because even at the time that she came into Broadway, where they were trying to tell her that, hey, look, you better change your name because nobody's going to hire and accept, somebody named Mendez. And here it is. I mean, we're 21st century now, Megan. And I got to tell you, when I first got into broadcasting, well, not first, because I'd been in broadcasting for a while, but after I got out of the Marine Corps and I went to work in Los Angeles, they told me the same thing about Martinez. And it was because of Wolfman Jack, the world famous Wolfman Jack. He went into management and said, what are you guys idiots? You know, leave him alone. You know, his name is Bill Martinez. He was just 30 miles down the road. Bill Martinez on the air. Why do you want to change his name? So I could relate to what Lindsay shared last night. It was a very sweet moment. So there were sweet moments intermixed with some of this political harangue that's going in, but this guy, I'm going, what is it? There's less football that I'm seeing now because of the politicization. The NBA, you know, Steph Curry and, LeBron gets Steph Curry involved. I didn't hear from Steph Curry directly, but LeBron says, well, we ain't going to the White House. You know, Steph or I ain't going to the White House. Well, good, you know, well, fine, you know. It's okay anymore. But I mean, you know, what happened to the things that we used to have in life that were just amusement, that, you know, would detach us from, you know, this heavy conversation about politics all the time, where we could just have a break and, you know, have a beer and have a good time and just enjoy one another and forget about the politics. What happened to it?
Donald Trump won the presidency and the liberal elite lost their minds.
That's it.
Evident.
Yeah.
You know, leave it to the progressives to ruin late night comedy. Leave it to the progressives to ruin theater. Leave it to the progressives to ruin NFL football and everything else that they touch. I mean, let's not forget that these Tony Award attendees were likely attending the assassination porn that was being held in Central Park, whereby it was, Julius Caesar, the adaptation, and it was Donald Trump getting stabbed time and time and time again, while the New Yorkers were screaming and cheering for more, encore, encore. Let's see the president assassinated one more time.
Right.
Well,
right.
That wasn't enough, so Kathy Griffin took to YouTube and decided to hold up a severed head and a decapitated head of our president.
Mm-hmm.
That supposedly is comedy and theater in the era of Trump. according to the tolerant crowd, like they like to call themselves. They're so tolerant. You know, yeah, they're tolerant of everybody that thinks like them, but they're not tolerant of the Republican crowd, where they not only are debasing and disrespecting the office of the presidency, they're debasing and disrespecting them. We don't think like them, if it's Sarah Huckabee Sanders or if it's Ivanka Trump.
Right.
Now the feminists of the left, the self-loathing lot that they are, have now given license. Not only did they stand or sit silent for decades while Harvey Weinstein was raping many of their fellow colleagues, they remained silent while he was, taking in young starlets and abusing them under their eye. But now that they are not no longer silent, they're encouraging other men to debase and defame women by using the most vulgar terms. And that's okay. You had men in CNN and his celebrities like Michael Moore cheering on Samantha Bee.
Yes.
Saying she didn't go far enough by using the C word. All of the Trump supporting women should be defamed, debased.
Yeah, and on the heels of that, Samantha Bee is given an award. That's great. Let's affirm that behavior even more, right?
Mm-hmm. Right, and that's to my point. They are awarding this disrespectful behavior. It works really well in their echo chambers of New York or L.A. or Hollywood. But the American people, if you look at the ratings of these shows, they aren't picking up what Hollywood or the theater is laying down.
Mm-hmm.
We're turning off our TV sets. We're not attending Broadway shows. And it's comedy is becoming a dying art form.
Yeah.
When you have this sort of monolithic thought, whether you find it in politics or whether you find it in Hollywood, you aren't going to produce creative ideas. You aren't going to attract voters or crowds. And the Democrat Party, along with Hollywood, is going to have to come up with a new script instead of hate Trump as their narrative, because that's not going to win elections. But the Democrats don't have a platform right now. Hollywood doesn't have any creativity because it's monolithic in its thought and its production. And so I'm very happy to see their ratings plummet faster than the Hindenburg.
Mm-hmm.
You look at CNN, for example, they can't even make the top 25 in the ratings.
I know SpongeBob SquarePants is beating them out. reruns of SpongeBobby beating them out.
I would rather watch SpongeBob any given day than Anderson Cooper. Because you're going, if it's mindless, it's mindless. But at least one is entertaining, and the other is just hate Trump media 24/7.
Exactly.
On a sitcom, it's hate Trump. You turn on the news, it's hate Trump.
Yeah.
You turn on the Tony Awards, and it's hate Trump.
Or if you turn on the G7, it's hate Trump. And we got to transition to that real quick because I want to get your viewpoint on that in this last minute that we have together as things were falling apart a bit. But again, this is all part of the process. So I warn people, don't freak out. Everybody's going to come to the table. This will work out. But this is part of the transition that you have to go through when there is a distinct grief to happiness ratio. And the grief is being felt by Americans. And all the happiness is being felt by our supposed well-meaning allies.
Well, when you said where things were falling apart, I mean, Justin Trudeau's eyebrows were falling off. I want to.
What happened? What happened with this? What's going on?
You're up on eyebrow glue. I say we raise our hands and start, taxing eyebrow glue. I mean, just leave it for the progressives to make a fool out of themselves.
Right.
We don't have to do that. They open their mouth, they take the podium, their eyebrows fall off. And there you have it.
They open their mouth and their eyebrows fall off. This is, Trump is just killing everybody, isn't he? I love this Trump derangement syndrome. It's now affecting the eyebrows of America. Stay tuned. And even Canada as well. Megan Barr, spokesperson for MediaEqualizer.com. Megan, thank you. Appreciate it.
Money. 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 You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. 888-794-1645. That's 888-794-1645. NMLS number 1136.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com. Announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutriMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutriMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com, or call our order line 888-212-8871.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
I want to live this life unsafe, unsure. Not afraid.
Bill Martinez.
America, glad you could share a part of your day with us. We appreciate it. Mark Meckler joins us now, Tea Party co-founder, grassroots leader. Mark, always good to be talking to you. How you doing?
Oh, excellent. Great to be with you today.
Interesting week this week passed. California may be indicating some things down the road here on the hills of an announcement that 50% of San Francisco says, hey, I want out of this place.
Yeah, you know, I live here, and I got to tell you, it is extraordinary. The sentiment in the state is amazing. People are frustrated.
Mm-hmm.
I got a campaign ad literally this week from Gavin Newsom versus John Cox, who's going to be running for governor against him. It reads like a campaign ad for John Cox. Everything in it they say about Cox, it says he's going to continue to support President Trump's tax cuts, build the wall, support tough border security, and stand up for the Second Amendment. And that's how they're running against him. It's amazing.
Amazing. Well, the very thing that is their crucible right now because, and let's throw in some sanctuary city, programming in there too, right?
Well, yeah, and what's amazing is literally when I got this mailer yesterday, I thought it was an ad for John Cox. Because regardless of your party, I can tell you people in California appreciate the tax cuts. Their paychecks are going up. They like what's going on with the economy. They actually want tough border security because they're living under the threat of lawlessness. And so it's just amazing, though, that's what the left runs on. They run on anything that's anti-Trump, they're going to run on, whether it's good, bad, or indifferent.
Well, Mark, I'm based out of Florida these days. I was born and raised in California, so, and I still get back to California about every 6 weeks or so because I go to see my kids, but I see the pain that they're dealing with just at the gas pump. I mean, you got 40 cents a gallon worth of tax, and of course, this is also part of the movement, you know, from the GOP, and that is to reject this gas tax.
Yeah, it is incredible. And I can tell you on a personal level, look, I was born and raised here in California, born in Los Angeles, now live in Northern California. Mm-hmm. There's a for sale sign on my house. I'm headed out. I'm going to greener pastures because they've just made it too hard to live here in California.
You can come east in Florida. Let me tell you, it's a shock. You know, by comparison, you come here and you go, hey, why didn't I do this earlier? And then you and I can be connected more so on a regular basis out here. But I understand. I mean, the way people are leaving California, although the politicians tell you it's not, Jerry Brown insists it's growing. And I'm going, how can you say it's growing when I know the hundreds, if not thousands, of businesses that have gleefully left the state that you've chased out of?
Yeah, people have had it. And again, it's, look, I love California. The climate is incredible.
Yes.
And it's just beautiful this time of year. It's warm. There's no humidity. It's sunny. You got to love it. Mm-hmm. But eventually you get tired of paying all that money, all that regulation for the climate. It's not enough.
Hey, Mark, before we get to the other topic, which boiled up over the weekend with Donald Trump saying that he could pardon himself, I wanted to refer to one thing. Mitch McConnell kind of shook up the Senate by saying, hey, look, forget about your August recess. It's about time we do our jobs here. So we're canceling recess for summer. You're staying here, and we're going to get some business done. And you pose a question on your website where you ask, has Congress delegated much of its lawmaking function to agencies of unelected bureaucrats? Somehow I see some symphony here.
Yeah, that is true. And in fact, they have. They've delegated way too much authority. It's bad for the people because those bureaucrats are not only unelected, they're unaccountable. Mm-hmm. I have to say, watching Mitch McConnell make this move, it's very rare I cheer Mitch McConnell. I think he's having a pretty good run here, you know, getting lots of good appointees approved, pushing harder to get them approved by making this August recess cancellation move. I also think it's strategically a good political move. The Democrats need to be out campaigning right now, and by keeping them in session, it keeps them out of the field. So all around, I'm pretty impressed by that.
Yeah, I as well. Hey, what did you make for all the craziness going on over the weekend? Sometimes I think Donald Trump just muses himself, just throws out a shiny object out for the mainstream media to grab a hold of. And boy, he really jerked their heads when he talked about pardoning himself, or Rudy Giuliani did.
Yeah, and look, I think here's the reality. The reality is when the president says a lot of these crazy things, they turn out to be true. Mm-hmm. And obviously Giuliani, in response to what seemed like almost a whimsical question, said the president could pardon himself. In fact, constitutionally, absolutely, undeniably, the president could pardon himself.
Right.
And then he is the supreme executive in the executive branch of the government. That means the DOJ, the FBI, and everybody therein works for him. He is their boss. He can make all these decisions. Would it be politically appropriate? I mean, that's questionable. Mm-hmm. But the proper remedy is nothing but impeachment. So if the Democrats are going to go crazy about this, if their heads are going to explode, they need to win the House. They need to impeach, and then they need to win 60 seats in the Senate so that they could convict him on those articles of impeachment. That's just not going to happen.
Yeah, exactly. Well, it's kind of interesting that, again, it's the double standard that reigns supreme in Washington, D.C. What's good for one side, not good for the other. You know, the Democrats under Barack Obama in the most recent years, I mean, pardons were abounding and protection and decisions, you know, by the judicial institutions that were supposed to be protecting our interest and be, you know, the guardians of the law.
Well, and during the Obama years, there were some pardons that were highly questionable, very corrupt people, pardons for drug dealers down in South America, and just bad, bad stuff. And so these people have no room to comment on what Trump is doing. Yesterday, I think an incredible humanitarian pardon, which kind of goes to the essence of prison reform that he's been pushing for in his administration. So, yeah, look, they're going to complain about, no matter what it is, they're going to complain about it. The best evidence of that is the tax cuts, you know, Nancy Pelosi and others saying that they're just crumbs. The Democrats saying they're going to repeal the tax cuts. It doesn't matter if they said they were going to give every American $1 million, the Democrats would complain. complain about it.
Exactly. Well, we said on the show that, you know, the Democrats would see Trump walking on water and complain that he couldn't swim.
You know, they would call it an environmental disaster. They would claim it was something he spilled in the water that allowed him to do it.
Well, Mark, you know, and I know, and most of America is aware, they're seeing it in their pocketbook, as you pointed out earlier. The first 500 days of this presidency has been rather epic, has it not?
Far more epic. Far more amazing, far more positive, than honestly, than I ever anticipated.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I definitely voted for Trump. He was not my first choice. Going in, I thought we have no idea what we're going to get. I think what we've gotten is the most, at least as far as his actions, the most conservative president in modern American history. We've seen incredible appointments to the Supreme Court on down. We see the administrative agencies being shuffled up and restructured. We see Scott Pruitt doing great things at the EPA. We see regulations decreasing dramatically. We see the economy exploding. We're told 2% is the new normal. It looks like we're going to be up somewhere around 4.8%.
Yeah, they're talking. That's an incredible number, Mark. I mean, wow. You know, I was happy that we'd got up to 3 because it kind of, you know, pointed a finger in the eye of these pundits that said, oh, 2% was the new normal that Barack Obama had established.
Yeah, and it's important to point out that what the left had told us, what the media had told us, is that 2% was the new normal. President Trump said, I believe we can get above 4. And they basically told him that he failed to grasp basic economics.
Right.
So now that we're above 4, pushing above 4, you know, the media is going crazy. They're not going to pay attention to that. They're not going to talk about that because it flies in the face of their narrative, which is that President Trump has no idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, but like you said, a lot of the things that he has said, though it's shocking at the start and some question it, he's proving to be more right, whether it's spies in his campaign, whether he's wiretapped at Trump Tower, you know, the FBI and the deep state. And, you know, some are saying, well, it's not exactly the deep. I don't care what you call it. It is this shadowed cabal that has been in operation for a number of years, not just, you know, the last decade or so. This has been going on. And when it comes to the FBI, you would think, Mark, after J. Edgar Hoover, we were led to believe, well, that would never, ever happen again. It seems like the FBI is J. Edgar Hoover 2.0.
I agree with that. And it's my opinion, because we have such a long and negative experience with this in the American experiment, it's time to get rid of the FBI. I think we don't need an FBI. I think all of those functions can be handled at the state and local level with just good cooperation and coordination. We have the Internet today, which allows all these law enforcement agencies to cooperate. The FBI has proven to be uncontrollable over the long term, and it's time to get rid of it.
I think you're onto something there, Mark Meckler, Tea Party co-founder and grassroots leader. Mark, thank you as always. Appreciate the insight, buddy. Take care.
Great to be with you, Bill.
All right, always.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now, with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Thousands of people contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents.
news. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro One G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
God, I'm running through your heart. I'm running through your heart.
Back with the American Bill Martinez here, just about 14 minutes before the top of the hour, and George Barna joins us, the executive director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. George, how you doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well. Good to be with you.
Hey, good to be with you to talk about the midterm election update. We had Super Tuesday, as some have been referring to it, here in this past week, and looked like the big blue wave that people were expecting. Not quite so, but as you say, no red surprise either.
No, I mean, what's really happened is things have evened out. The big blue wave has probably been reduced to perhaps a blue trickle, if that. I mean, we're still 5 months away from the general election in November. But what we're seeing right now is that people across the board are not as enthusiastic about the election as you might expect, given the intensity that we had in 2016. But I do have to say that the research is also showing that if there is intensity in terms of interest in the upcoming election, it's really among Democrats and liberals, not among Republicans and conservatives.
Well, traditionally, the office that is in, the party that is in office usually loses in the midterms. I have maintained, George, and this is just anecdotal, it's just gut observation based on Donald Trump and his trajectory. I said, I don't know that you can go with the traditional viewpoint in this midterm election.
Yeah, I think we're operating by completely new rules at this point in time. We've got a very different president. We've got a very different kind of Congress. And even the electorate now is so locked into the narratives that the mainstream media have been feeding them for so long. It's difficult for people to make sense of things. It's difficult for them to get excited or enthusiastic about the process, about the candidates, about their role and their potential influence or impact. So it really is a whole different day and age.
George, are you finding that there's a growing number of independents because of the contention between the two parties?
It's grown a little bit, not so much. I mean, if anything, what we're seeing is that ideology is changing. And so you've got a constant shift taking place there. Some people who have been fighting the culture wars for a period of time get burned out. Other people who are now tuning into it, particularly younger people, becoming more intense. So we've seen a growth in the number of liberals or progressives in the country. Not a huge growth, but but a little bit of growth. And so that's the primary shift that we've seen.
Well, in this new survey, in looking at the voter's state of mind, I think our audience is going to be surprised with the numbers that you came up with here, George.
Well, yeah. I mean, there are a number of things that we looked at. I mean, what we're finding is that most people in the country say they're still angry about the state of America, but when we dive a little bit deeper into what's the nature of that anger, what we found is that there's been a transition over the last 2 or 3 years where liberals and progressives now are angry about what's going on politically, conservatives, Republicans, less angry about what's going on politically, unless we're talking about the deep state. And, you know, then you look at whether or not people think we're moving in the right direction or wrong direction in our country. You got 2 out of 3 who say we're going in the wrong direction politically, 2 out of 3 wrong direction culturally, 3 out of 4, the biggest point of disappointment, 3 out of 4 Americans say we're moving in the wrong direction morally, which may mean this is a real window of opportunity for us. Except, again, when you dig deeper, you find out that for many people, particularly on the left, they think we're not being open-minded enough. And so, again, there's still that warlike mentality there. Maybe most interesting of all to me was the fact that now we're below a majority who say that we're moving in the wrong direction economically, only 40%.
That's surprising. That is surprising.
Yeah, that's a big deal, you know, because all of these other things people don't feel personally as much, you know, politically, culturally, morally. The mindset there is, yeah, whatever. But economically, they feel it in the pocketbook. They feel it in the wallet. And so that's a big deal to them. And the fact that now most people are saying, hey, we're finally moving in the right direction economically, first time in more than a decade that a majority of people have felt that. And that ultimately is a big deal in the election.
Well, if everything's about economics, that low number in terms of, you know, going in the wrong direction, 42% of America saying we're going in the wrong direction economically, this could be an uphill swim for the GOP that's been touting the economy. You think the enthusiasm level, what we've been able to observe, what's going on with the development of small business unemployment at, what, a 20-year low, home ownership on the rise. I mean, it looks, the prospects look very positive, but it evidently, it's not translating here.
Well, but if we put it in context, we've got to remember that when Donald Trump took office, we had close to 60% of the population saying the country was going in the wrong direction economically. So the fact that we've had almost a 20-point swing in less than a 2-year period of time, but basically about a year and a half, that's huge. So that is moving in the right direction. It's actually moving rather rapidly for that kind of a measure. Whether it'll make enough of a difference come November and the election rolls around, we'll wait and see.
Were you surprised about the reading on the deep state? Only a third believe a deep state.
But to me, that was really interesting. I expected that number to be a lot higher. And what we found was only 33% said they believe that there is such a thing as a deep state that was defined for them as a group of unelected government and military officials who secretly manipulate or direct national policy. So only one third definitely believe that that exists. Now, and that's mostly among conservatives. Liberals tended to laugh it off and say, come on, that's a fabrication of the conspiracy theorists. And, of course, the mass media would like America to believe that doesn't exist, you know, the government is fine. So, yeah, I mean, that's interesting. But if that case can continue to be built, and I think some of the things that we're seeing in terms of the Trump administration, you know, draining the swamp, quote unquote, those kinds of efforts, those numbers will continue to rise. Keep in mind, you know, 3, 4, 5 years ago, nobody had even heard of that term.
Exactly.
So the fact that now we've got a third who say, yeah, it definitely exists, again, there's some significant change happening in terms of public opinion.
And, of course, you know, if the report comes in from the inspector general about the FBI, this might add a little bit more impetus to that number. What do you think?
I think it very possibly could, because people look at various institutions as kind of hallmarks of what's going on or watermarks of the kinds of change taking place. And so if you take the FBI, which, you know, I mean, it doesn't have a great reputation, but it is seen as a viable entity within the government, and it comes out as having taken sides, you know, and doing a lot of undercover espionage kind of work that is against its own government and against the operation of the government. I mean, that could raise a lot of red flags in the minds of many people. Perhaps not Democrats, perhaps not liberals, but the other group we've got to always keep in mind are the moderates. These are people who don't like to take sides on most issues. On this particular issue, they're particularly silent. But if they were faced with that kind of evidence, remember that ideologically, the bulk of America, I mean, the plurality group are moderates. So that could shift them, and any shift among the moderates makes a big difference in an election.
Well, the good news is that we're not talking about a large number of people being affected here by these three-letter agencies that seem to have weaponized themselves over the past couple of decades, whether it be the FBI, the IRS, CIA, EPA, all have come over different groups. And, of course, there's been some increasing restriction under the Trump administration. So that's helped a little bit. But, you know, if you've had a direct contact with one of these three-letter agencies and you've felt their power and force and maybe have lost your home, become bankrupt in the process, it's a pretty scary proposition.
Well, it's very similar with, let's say, the IRS turning their ire on conservative nonprofit organizations.
Exactly.
Under the Obama administration. So, yeah, I mean, these are very scary possibilities. And by the way, that's what makes this election so important, is because when you look at, well, who is going to determine what the Justice Department does? Who's going to determine what kind of funding goes to these agencies? Who's going to head these agencies? Who gets approved as the key staff people? Well, to a large extent, it's Congress. And so, you know, with all these Senate seats, 34 Senate seats up for grabs in this particular wave, this midterm election, that's a big deal. That's why people have to pay attention and really know what they're doing. You can't just vote on party lines. You have to know what these candidates stand for.
Well, it's also why Congress is getting such a low approval rate, because they're just not working. I mean, Mitch McConnell is telling the senators, hey, look, you're going to have a very abbreviated break this August because we got a lot of work still to be done.
Yeah, I mean, there is a lot of work to be done. And while they still have that slim majority, I mean, it's important that they get on the stick and do some things. They really have not supported the president's agenda terribly well thus far. So perhaps in the future things will change.
Well, one final question relevant, speaking of the president, Donald Trump's approval rating.
Yeah, I mean, we found that about 45% approve of the job he's doing. Now, that may sound low, and it is a bit low, but you have to remember that when he came into office, it was below 40%. Mm-hmm. And so, again, just like some of these other measures, as the economy has been improving, his approval rating has been improving as well. People, we found, still don't particularly care for him, but nevertheless, when they separate their personal opinion of the man from their gauge of what kind of a job he's doing in office, his approval rating as a president has been on the incline.
Exactly. With the midterm election update, George Barna says no blue wave, but no red surprise either. George Barna, Executive Director of the American Culture and Faith Institute. George, thank you as always. Appreciate it.
Thanks a lot. Have a great day.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
It's an open.